Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Saints. He also called a formal meeting to set the dates for their canonization. The 88-year-old Pope is still in critical condition with double pneumonia. During a meeting with French President Emmanuel Macron at the White House, President Trump was once again pressed about his relationship with Vladimir Putin.
When pressed, Trump again refusing to call Vladimir Putin a dictator, instead saying he might visit Moscow soon, a trip that would be a huge boost to Putin, who's been isolated from the West since the start of the war. Ukrainian President Zelensky, who Trump has called a dictator, under intense pressure from the White House to sign a deal giving the U.S. permission to mine critical minerals and resources inside Ukraine.
ABC's Ian Pannell reporting from Kyiv. Continued confusion in Washington over those job descriptions federal employees were told to write up or face possible layoffs. This is ABC News. A senior law enforcement official tells ABC News anger is what motivated that attack at a Pennsylvania hospital over the weekend. ABC's Aaron Katursky says a suspect was upset over a perceived lack of care for a family member who died in the ICU.
Ortiz killing West York police officer Andrew Duarte and wounding two more officers before he was killed by police. Duarte had just turned 30 and was one of only 13 officers on the West York force. His mother, Nancy, telling our affiliate WHTM.
The Lord used him to save the lives of others.
The attack follows the caught-on-camera assassination of healthcare executive Brian Thompson. Alleged killer Luigi Mangione, who was pleaded not guilty, has become a folk hero for some who see the crime as vengeance.
Denny's following the Waffle House by adding a surcharge onto orders of eggs. Waffle House tacking on a 50-cent per egg charge to its breakfast order to make up for rising egg costs due to the number of chickens with bird flu. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Triplis Area Group is your local land surveying firm. Equipped with the latest and greatest technology, we guarantee to get the job done right and in a timely manner. As local professionals, we are trusted by the community and do our best to build relationships with every client we work with. If you're looking for a local land surveyor, give Driftless Area Group a call today at 608-647-9050 or check out our website at driftlessareallc.com.
Are you looking to brighten up your space? Right now at Court & Main, everything lighting is 25% off. From sleek modern lamps to cozy warm styles, we've got something for every room. Whether you're updating your living room or adding a little glow to your bedroom, you'll find the perfect piece at a great price. Hurry in, this sale won't last long. Only at Court & Main in downtown Richland Center. Visit us today or call us at 608-647-8713. Exclusions do apply. See store for details.
Breakfast is the most important meal of the day, but not everyone has a full bowl to start their morning. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. Right now, our local food pantry needs your help. Donate a box of cereal today and we'll match it, doubling the impact for families in need. Any brand, any kind, every box makes a difference. Drop off your donation at Julie Karen State Farm. Together, we can fill every bowl and fuel every morning. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hi, Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home. Want to improve your sleep quality? Maybe a mattress with a built-in cooling cover is just what you need from American Bedding that is made right here in Wisconsin. Stop down to our newly remodeled showroom and see why we have quickly become Spring Green's largest mattress dealer. With over a dozen mattresses on display, our expert staff will assist you in finding the perfect mattress to give you a quality night's sleep. Located on Highway 14 next to the Ring Brothers.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning, this is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, another nice early spring-like day out there, not quite as warm as yesterday, of course, but still, temperatures running a good 10 degrees above normal with lots of sun. There is a weather system, though, gathering out in the Dakotas. That'll slide across our region late tonight and early tomorrow, should bring us a few rain showers. Right now, looks like mainly just wet roadways and sidewalks with temperatures a bit above freezing. But a little further north, there could be some freezing rain in central central Wisconsin late tonight, even some wet snow accumulation across portions of the northern half of Wisconsin. Otherwise, later tomorrow into Thursday, we should dry off generally. Temperatures will be quite warm on Friday thanks to another storm system passing through the region. The center of that storm will go from northern Minnesota into Lake Superior, putting us in the warm sector. We could have temperatures soar up into the 50s, but also some strong howling winds out of the southwest turning to the west later in the day. They could be gusting over 35 miles an hour. Things will cool down for the weekend briefly before some more mild weather hits early next week. So today you can expect sunny to partly cloudy skies, high near 46, northwest wind 5 to 10 becoming westerly. Cloudy tonight with scattered light rain likely around midnight and after, low at 33. Tomorrow scattered light showers ending by late morning, mostly cloudy and still warmer than normal with highs in the mid 40s, northwest wind around 10. Wednesday night partly to mostly cloudy, low 29. Thursday breezy and a bit cooler, more clouds and sun, small chance of flurries and sprinkles, high 42. Friday partly or mostly cloudy, windy and warmer, maybe a sprinkle, low 28 with a high of 54. Saturday partly sunny, high 33. Sunday mostly sunny, high 37. And Monday partly cloudy and warmer, high 49.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
Sounds like Tony had a frog in his throat there at the end. Anyway, right now, 36 degrees, 53 was yesterday's high. We picked up some rain last night, 1/100th of an inch. Also, the morning low today, 27. Record high, 62 in 1976. Record low, 24 below zero in 1967. Last year's high was 58 and the low, 33. Sunset will occur at 5:45 this afternoon. Sunrise time will be at 6:43, coming up for tomorrow morning. Right now, the winds have picked up a little bit easterly, around 5 miles per hour. Barometer is at 29.72, which is up from earlier today. We picked up a little bit of rain early on today, a trace of precip, and it's right now 36 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, dedicated to serving this community and area with hometown service.
Sports Time is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Richland Center and Boscobel, local people serving you with the good stuff. By Badgerland Flooring, Richland Center's top flooring provider, boasting over 40 years of expert installation service. Also located in southwest Wisconsin, proudly serving local communities with a commitment to quality and exceptional service. Today's sports also brought to you by the WRCO Sports Boosters. A recap of scores from last night, details on the girls' tournament opening up tonight, and the Badger men's basketball team gets back to action this evening.
Hey Bert, did you know it's your choice as a property owner to choose your title insurance company?
No, Holly, I didn't know that. How does that work?
As a property owner, you pay for any title insurance in a refinance or sale transaction on your property. So if refinancing or selling your home, please tell your lender or realtor to contact Southwest Title LLC at 608-647-8841 or stop in at 168 North Main Street for competitive rates on all your title needs. We look forward to serving you.
I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports. The Highland boys basketball team won for the 20th time on the season with an 89-55 win over Riverdale last night. The Cardinals had to come back to win. The Chieftains were leading 34-30 at halftime and were up 40-34 before Highland came storming back with a 13-0 run on the way to improving to 20-3 on the season. Riverdale fell to 4-19. Wes Kreisinger led all scorers with 30. He made made 12 of those points from the free throw line. Michael Esser at 19, Caden Wash of 15, Bennett Smith and Jack Terrell each had 10, John Dreschmeyer had 3, Gavin Schemmick added 2. The Cardinals made 3 three-point baskets and went 22 for 35 from the free throw line. Riverdale was paced by Bevan Dennis with 21, Henry Drone scored 12, Owen Blankenship put in 11, Conlon Walsh scored 5, Enril Gantula and Chase Chitwood each had 2 points. The Chieftains made 5 three-pointers and they went 3 for 6 from the free throw line. Riverdale won the JV game 37-30 over visiting Highland. Following the 89-55 win, Highland will now prepare for the final regular season game with Belmont. Riverdale will host Darlington in the final game of the regular campaign, also coming up on Thursday night. The WIAA tournament for boys basketball will begin next Tuesday night, March 4th. Darlington was a winner over River Valley, 77-50 in boys basketball. Fenimore, 63, Waseca Steuben, 36. Seneca beat Pecatonica, 86-40. Royal, 52, Hillsboro, 29. Dodgeville, 75, Cuba City, 67. It was La Crosse Logan over Prairie du Chien, 71-53. Lancaster, 83, Iowa Grant, 63. Westby beat Kickapoo, 52-45. Viroqua over DeSoto, 57-52. Nacita, 64. Wonewoc Center, 53. Bangor got the win against Cashton, 84-49. Mineral Point, 63. New Glarus, 43. North Crawford was a winner against Black River Falls, 77-59. Lakeside Lutheran got the win against Wisconsin Dells, 44-32. And Wisconsin Rapids over Toma, 66-53. There's girls basketball tournament action tonight, the opening night of the WIAA playoffs. Dodgeville will be at River Valley. With the winner to play at Prairie du Chien on Friday night, Broadhead will host Richland Center, with the winner to travel to Platteville on Friday night. In girls basketball, it will be Parkview taking on Riverdale tonight. That's a 9 versus 8 seed. And Lancaster, a 5th seed, will host number 12 Iowa Grant. Westby will be at Darlington, and Fenimore travels to New Glarus. In Division 5 girls openers, Kickapoo is home against Plum City Elmwood. Brookwood is at Cochrane Fountain City. Hillsboro will host Royal. Lafarge Youth Initiative travels to Oliva Strum. Potosi Cassville is at DeSoto. Blackhawk hosts Southwestern. Boscobel at Belmont. Waseca Steuben hosts Seneca. River Ridge will entertain North Crawford. Benton plays at Schulzburg. And the Ithaca Bulldogs, a 7th seed, will host number 10 Highland. The Cardinals are coached by Josh Terrell.
Well, it's going to be a tight one. I think, Coach Klang does a good job with them down there, and they got some good senior leadership with, they got Peterson in the post and that sophomore Maxwell, also a post player. They're good players, and they work hard. And then you got 13 Kirshner as a good outside shooter, and another King, they're 31, their senior point guard, and they get after it, so we better come to play or it's going to be a short-lived tournament. So,
David Klang, the coach of Ithaca, talked to me recently about the team's resume so far in the season.
I think our signature win was probably DeSoto. Like, that was nice. We felt like we should have beat them there, and kind of same thing, like we had our opportunities but just didn't kind of clutch up, and then when we played them here, like we kind of clutched up and realized, like, okay, this is how we do it, and this is what we need to do to win games like this. And it kind of hopefully let us know that we can do that when we need to and be super helpful and useful coming up in the playoffs.
Coach David Klang of Ithaca. The Bulldogs and Highland can be heard tonight, pregame time around 6:40 on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. Some other highlights from last night in boys basketball. By the way, the score for Royal over Hillsboro, 52-29. That means the Royal Panthers finished out the regular season at a perfect 24-0. Boys basketball tonight, Poinette will be at Mauston. It's also Weston taking on Wisconsin Heights at home, And Portage plays at Richland Center. That game at the RCHS Fieldhouse, second to the last game of the regular season for the Hornets. Major Bowling League action tonight. Series high, Quail Run Golf Links, a 34-43. New York Life at a 33-52. And Cardinal CG, 33-31. Team game honors, Quail Run Golf Links, 1,205. Frazier Home Improvement, 1,179. And Cardinal CG, an 1,178. Top series, Jake Morris, 92 over average with a 7-10. Chase Keller had a 6-98. Todd Gruber, a 6-57. High game honors, Chase Keller, a 2-79. Jake Morris, a 2-56. Kirk Bartow and Todd Gruber each had 2-37 games in the Major Bowling League. Guard John Tanjay has averaged almost 25 points per game for the Badgers since January 21st. No Division I college basketball player is matching that pace. He has a chance to become the first Wisconsin player to average over 20 points a game for the whole season in 30 years. The Badgers are coming off a tough loss to Oregon, a game that Coach Guard says they've got to put behind them.
It will be a good learning experience for us if it hasn't been already. We've gone through the film. But then you got to flush it, right? You can't dwell on it. And we, as I said to the team, I said, we didn't have a parade last week when we beat Purdue, right? We're not going to have a funeral today when we lost. You have to keep it in balance.
And Coach Guard talked about dealing with a loss.
I think you got to take it for what it's worth. You can't choke on it, right? And you can't just not pay attention to it, right? We have to learn from it and understand how important being aggressive is for us. We're really good when we're aggressive. And for whatever reason, we didn't keep the throttle down like we should have.
The Badgers get set to do battle tonight. They'll look to their leadership against the Washington Huskies. The Huskies are last in the Big Ten standings with a 4-12 conference mark, 13-14 overall. Marquette is searching for its mojo after four losses in six games. The Golden Eagles started the season 6-0 in the Big East, but now have split 10 games since then. They host Providence at the Fiserv Forum, a team struggling even more. The Friars have lost five of their last six games and are trying to bounce back from a disappointing 21-point loss to Georgetown. Games yesterday in major college basketball. It was a low-scoring affair. Number 15, Michigan, outlasted Nebraska 49-46. The trade for Kyle Kuzma wasn't seen as much of a difference maker when the Bucks pulled it off, but he's had a noticeable impact. His length, athleticism, and motor are already showing results in the first seven games. Players he has been defending are hitting less than 37% of their shots in those games, and his work is getting even better. 27% in three games since the All-Star break. He still hasn't been a big factor on offense, but coach Doc Rivers benefits by knowing he can replace any player on the court with Kuzma at any position. The Bucks get ready to get back to action tonight with a game at Houston. And commenting yesterday on his break, Blake Perkins of the Brewers talked about his injury that he suffered in batting practice.
I was a little bit nervous, but like it didn't, you know, the swelling went away pretty fast. And at first it was like, it just looks like a, you know, bone bruise contusion. And yeah, something just didn't feel right after a little bit. And so we got like some extra images just in case to check, and it revealed a fracture. So that's unfortunate, I'll tell you that.
He was injured while taking batting practice swings against pitcher Freddy Peralta. The Brewers lost yesterday's game 12-8 to Seattle. I'm Phil Nee with an update on sports.
Whether it's on the farm, at the job site, or just the front lawn, Napa has the parts to get the job done. Hydraulic hoses, PTO drive shafts, even bucket teeth are just some of the parts that can be found at Napa. For smaller equipment like lawnmowers, snowblowers, or snowmobiles, we carry essential maintenance items such as belts, filters, and fluids. Stop in today at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East Richland Center, and Highway 61 Bosqueville. Napa know-how.
Driftless Area Hunters Outlet, LLC, 182 North Main, downtown Richland Center, has what you need to enjoy hunting and target practicing in the great outdoors. Visit dahuntersoutlet.com. Richland Family Prescription Center, service with a personal touch. New prescriptions and questions always welcome. Your family always comes first. and Rock Solid Forming on County X Blue River offer steel ply forms, ties, hardware, concrete sealers, and a large rental fleet of steel ply for all of your concrete wall forming needs.
The first state championships of the winter season are crowned in swimming and diving. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WISSports.net Minute brought to you by Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells. More high school sports news after this. You may have heard of Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells, one of the country's premier destinations for youth sports and events, but did you know that Just a Game does so much more? Just a Game also delivers end-to-end apparel, equipment, and event solutions. With their state-of-the-art screen printing and embroidery facility, they can help with branding for your team and business items, including uniforms, apparel, and more. Just a Game also offers digital services that include a cashless digital platform and event live streaming. Just a Game has also added a second brand new facility in Reedsburg. Find more information at justagame.com. The winter sports season is heading into the home stretch, and last weekend at Waukesha South High School's Natatorium, the first championships were crowned. The Middleton boys swimming and diving team captured its third consecutive Division I team title, dominating with wins in 8 of 12 events. Senior Sam Wolf earned two individual titles and two relay titles, including a state record in the 100-yard breaststroke. His teammate, junior Max Carter, also won a pair of individual event titles and was a part of two winning relays. In Division II, McFarland won a second straight title, the program's eighth championship overall. Brothers Shane, Blake, and Kale Tabeast combined for five individual titles, and at least one of them was part of three relay gold medals as well. On deck for this week is boys and girls hockey sectional playoffs Tuesday, Friday, and Saturday. Girls basketball regional play opens this Tuesday, continuing Friday and Saturday as well. Gymnastics sectionals will be held Thursday through Saturday. One of the crown jewels of the prep calendar, the WIAA Individual Wrestling State Championships, will be contested for both boys and girls from Thursday through Saturday, with 752 total state tournament qualifying athletes from 219 different boys programs and 123 different girls teams. We'll have more on state wrestling later this week. This has been a WISSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WISSports.net.
There's no such thing as too much caring. That's why Gunderson Health System and Bellin Health have come together to form Amplify Health. The same doctors you trust, the same hospitals and clinics you count on, the same great care, all amplified by an even higher focus on empathy. Amplify Health is more than just a new name. It's a way to make personalized care more personal than ever. Amplify Health by Gunderson. A little empathy changes everything.
It's time for a vintage Paul Harvey program. The rest of the story, sponsored by Julie Karen State Farm. Focused on relationships, not transactions, they help you prepare for and recover from the unexpected.
Now, the rest of the story. Recalling the world-famous struggle of Americans for independence, we tend to focus on the Revolutionary War, the heroism, the yearning for freedom. It's understandable, the drama of it all that makes it stand out in our minds and in our history books. But what we overlook or outright ignore are the mundane aspects of that magnificent transition, the practical but ordinary issues and details involved in evolving the United States of America. For example, as British territory, the American colonies used pounds and shillings and pence as currency. Of course, that had to change. New Hampshire was the last state to accept dollars and cents. And would you believe that one-third of New Hampshire's voters wanted to retain British currency as their state's legal tender? Now, the first U.S. Mint was established in Philadelphia in 1792. The dollar was even then 273 years old. The world's very first dollar was made in 1519 in the Valley of St. Joachim in Bohemia. The individual coins were called Joachim's Thaler, which was soon abbreviated to Thaler. Over the years, Thalers or dollars began popping up in various countries. During the 18th century, Spanish dollars were widely circulated in the American colonies. When small change was needed, the Spanish dollar, and I mean the coin itself, was actually physically cut into pieces. 8 pieces was maximum. And so the slang expression, 2 bits, meaning 1/4 of $1. With the issue of our first national paper money by the Second Continental Congress in 1775, the dollar suffered its first devaluation. Paul Revere engraved those first dollar bills, and maybe a few too many. because soon the continental dollar had diminished so in value that people came to say of any worthless thing, it's not worth a continental. In 1792, Congress provided for the first monetary system of the United States. It was to be based on gold and silver. The gold dollar containing 24.75 grains of pure gold and the silver dollar containing 371.25 grains of pure silver. Not all of the United States appreciated that idea. The citizens of New Hampshire, as I've mentioned, took a reactionary position. British currency had served them well in the past, they reasoned, so why not in the future? Can you imagine that? After all the American colonies had been through with Britain, after the long and bitter struggle for independence, New Hampshire wanted to keep British money. It was even written into the state's constitution. Well, of course, eventually that sentiment subsided. When a state constitutional convention was held at Concord, an amendment to that provision was proposed. And then 5 months later, this question appeared on a statewide ballot. Do you approve of removing from the Constitution the provision that the value of money shall be computed in shillings and pence, end quote? And with that vote, New Hampshire was destined for dollars and cents along with the rest of us. But did I mention that the state of New Hampshire officially made the switch from shillings and pence to dollars and cents November 7, 1950? That's right. And even then, a third of the voters voted no. So now, you know the rest of the story.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. We've heard this for decades now, but what does that really mean? It's much more than a tagline or a catchy jingle. It's the very fiber of our existence. Being like a good neighbor is not about competing with the other guys. It's about being different. Distancing ourselves from the constant categories of cheap and quick, because what we do deserves more. Who we serve deserves more. At Julie Karen State Farm, we serve our customers and community with pride and privilege. For that, we are forever grateful. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent are required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
The team's looking good this season.
I think so.
Man, I miss playing football. Being young with unlimited energy to burn ever since I turned 40. I just can't find that fire I used to have.
Think it could be lower testosterone?
What do you mean?
All guys lose their edge when they turn 40. The body has less testosterone. That's why I take Nugenix Total T.
I've heard about Nugenix. That really works?
Since I started taking Nugenix, I'm lifting like when we played for Coach Carter. I feel more energized at work. It's even spiced up things between me and the missus.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try?
Yep, send a text. It's that easy.
Text AREA to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. It's the number one selling testosterone boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now and they'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, their newest, most powerful fat burner ever, absolutely free. Text AREA to 42424. That's AREA to 42424.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
100.9 WRCO.
Sarah Bass with a take on I Want It That Way. I have to admit, I was singing along a little bit with the chorus there. We're at 37 degrees at WRCO, just past the 8:30 mark today. We'll ask the trivia question of the day in just a few moments. Somebody sent me along this copy of an article that appeared in The Onion, of course, the parody news source. But the headline says, numerous teams express interest in Aaron Rodgers playing elsewhere. So it caught my eye, but... It says, leaping at the opportunity to make their intentions clear, numerous NFL front offices expressed interest in quarterback Aaron Rodgers playing elsewhere. It says, at press time, several teams reportedly entered a bidding war offering high draft picks to any franchise willing to suffer Aaron Rodgers. Oh, well. And legitimately, of course, this is the time of year in the NFL where the rumors just start flying. But I've legitimately heard that the Steelers were interested. At least that's one of the NFL rumors. And also, the fact that Matt Stafford wants out of Los Angeles. Well, I don't know if he wants out. He just wants more money. He wants to be paid what the other nine quarterbacks ahead of him in the pay scale are getting paid. And he's not. So he's willing to go to a team that would pay that. And then I've heard, well, then Rodgers would replace him on his team. So, well, we wait to see that. And people can bash Rodgers all they want, but I kid you not, I do believe if he went to a team that had a really good offensive line and a good running back, some good receivers, he'd be a good fit. He'd work, you know, for 1 year anyway. This is Chase Beckham.
Well, I got weeds in my backyard, a little debt on a credit card, and a two-stroke that won't start, but I can fish from the bank. I got a leaking radiator that I'll get to fixing later, 'cause this day's a postcard maker, and it's 80 in the shade. Rather be. There ain't no worry on my mind. Might even roll me one tonight and let the smoke rise in the moonlight by the creek. And when the sun comes up, I'll let it dawn on me. I got everything I need. And you're gonna lie.
shoulder, like somebody's about to walk through the door. Yeah, I bet he's got a real good excuse, but right now I wouldn't want to be in his boots. I'm looking at what he's got to lose, sitting all alone tonight. Look, I ain't saying I'm an angel, baby, if you can't tell. No, I ain't to take you home to mama tight. And I ain't saying he's a bad guy, all I know is that guy must have up and lost his mind tonight. Cause you're down to the ice and that drink he didn't buy. I'm here and he's in my way. That ain't no kind of love, I ain't saying I'm the one. I'm just saying he's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't. By the way you just smile, I ain't telling you nothing you don't already know. He let you down but is he upside? I can give you move on somewhere to go. I ain't trying to change that miss to a missus, but he don't know what he's missing. Girl listen, I ain't saying I'm an angel, baby, if you can't tell. No, I ain't to take you home to mama tight. And I ain't saying he's a bad guy, all I know is that must have up and lost his mind tonight. Cause you're down to the ice and that drink he didn't buy. I'm here and he's MIA. That ain't no kind of love, I ain't saying I'm the one. I'm just saying he's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't. Yeah, I bet he's got a real good excuse, but right now I wouldn't want to be in his boots. I'm looking at what he's got to lose, all alone tonight. Look, I ain't saying I'm an angel, baby, if you can't tell. No, I ain't to take you home to mama tight. And I ain't saying he's a bad guy, all I know is that guy must have up and lost his mind tonight. Cause you're down to the ice and that drink he didn't buy. I'm here and he's in my aid. That ain't no kind of love, I ain't saying I'm the one. I'm just saying he's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't.
Good morning, 38 degrees at WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. No matter what you order at A&W, we know one thing. It's just better with an ice-cold, made-fresh A&W root beer in a frosty mug. For the past 100 years, A&W has been making fresh root beer using real cane sugar and a top-secret blend of ingredients. No wonder it's so delicious. Stop by your local A&W for an ice-cold root beer. How's that sound with a Papa Burger? Made fresh root beer always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel.
Located in Mount Horeb, Wisconsin, Surplus Online Auction stands as a beacon of auction excellence. Family-owned and operated with roots dating back to 1975, Richard and Matthew Lust have built a legacy of connecting buyers and sellers through professional online auction services. Serving Wisconsin and the Midwest communities throughout, Wisconsin Surplus turns your unused equipment into cash. Their online auctions make it easy to buy and sell surplus assets from anywhere. Proudly based in Wisconsin, they're dedicated to sustainability. Sustainable auction solutions that help everyone. Join the thousands who have trusted Wisconsin Surplus. Visit WisconsinSurplus.com and discover the power of online auctions.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local family-owned award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in Southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together let's drive.
Trivia time today, and it's sponsored by Muscadet Mini Mart, your chance to win a delicious pizza, large pizza. If you know the correct answer to trivia today, we're going to the movies and a movie musical. What was the first animated feature film produced by Disney? The first animated feature film produced by Walt Disney Company. 608-647-4155. First caller with the right answer wins the pizza today.
I am not okay. I'm barely getting by. I'm losing track of days. Losing sleep
sleep at night. I am not okay. I'm hanging on the rails. So if I say I'm fine, just know I learned to hide it well. I know I can't be the only one who's holding on for dear life. But God knows, I know when it's all said and done, I'm not okay. But it's all gonna be alright. It's not okay, but we're all gonna be alright.
Congratulations to our winner. Way to go, Mr. Paul Marshall. He knew the right answer. The first animated feature film produced by the Walt Disney Company, none other than Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. So again, Snow White answer, and Paul wins a great prize from the Muscadet Mini Mart in Muscadet, home of some delicious pizza. Check it out when you're down that way. And we play that trivia question. It's kind of timely because a new Snow White put out by Disney is coming up this year. In fact, the official release date is March 21st. It will feature real actors and actresses. Rachel Zegler as Snow White and Gal Gadot as the Evil Queen among those headliners. I've only been told my granddaughters that they want to go. They want Grandpa to go with them. And I said, I would agree. I will do that. As long as I can have my own popcorn and don't have to share. Thanks for playing trivia today.
Every Sunday I see people filing in through those front doors. Gotta cross up on that steeple. Yeah, it's time to praise the Lord. Some watch it on their TV, just sitting on the couch. Me, I get in my old Bronco and point those headlights south. Oh, got too many miles to go to save my soul. Yeah, I go down and sink my feet in the water, and I soak up that sun, and I watch it set. Yeah, I can feel the power of the saltwater gospel. I'm as close to God as I can get. Oh, 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 oh. Yeah, yeah.
Eli Young Band, a little theater of the mind going down for some saltwater gospel today here on WRCO. Some friends from the community will join us on the morning show for our morning visit today, including Pastor Mike Kleinsasser of Grace Life Church. We'll also talk about farm succession with Joy Kirkpatrick, an old friend of the morning show. So they'll stop by a little bit later on here today to give us some notes, and we'll share those with you during today's morning show time. We're up to 38 degrees. We're headed toward 46 a little bit later on today. Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008. We named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchens nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
Now through March 8th, get 20% off selected items at Krause Monument in Richland Center. With top quality craftsmanship, top service, and a 90-day delivery guarantee, your satisfaction is assured. Call today to make an appointment at 608-647-8314.
Hello.
Hello.
Is this the Sody Deer Camp?
Your founder.
The world famous Sody Deer Camp?
The one and the same.
And is that Albert Sody Sweet Sap Whiskey I see?
You might be so lucky.
I hope it's better than last year.
Yeah, that was sappy.
Yeah, last year was so crazy.
Was it? I remember the sweet sap, but there seems to be some, I don't know, blank spots in my memory.
Well, then you should feel lucky about what I heard.
Oh, what's that?
This town down in Fudsucking, Wisconsin actually managed to recreate our trip last year.
You mean I get to find out what the heck happened?
Are you sure you want to remember what happened?
Well, if you do, then just mosey down to the Richland Center Auditorium on March the 14th and 15th at 7, and there's an afternoon show March the 16th at 2 in the afternoon. That's a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday for those of you who don't know nothing.
Easy and pricey?
Nah, just $10 for the ticket.
Oh, that's pretty cheap, eh?
That sounds good.
Just don't bring no crazy milkshakes from your wife this time.
Don't get me started on that.
Breakfast is the most important meal of the day, but not everyone has a full bowl to start their morning. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. Right now, our local food pantry needs your help. Donate a box of cereal today and we'll match it, doubling the impact for families in need. Any brand, any kind, every box makes a difference. Drop off your donation at Julie Karen State Farm. Together, we can fill every bowl and fuel every morning. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Looking for a job that's as unique as the House on the Rock? The attraction opens March 13th, and they need great people to help make unforgettable memories. Whether you're looking for full-time, part-time, or seasonal work, they have opportunities for students, retirees, and everyone in between. Enjoy daytime hours and a fun, exciting workplace. Call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or visit houseontherock.com for details. Join the team and be part of something extraordinary.
6 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here at WRCO Studios. Good to have you along. The next Brewer broadcast is going to be coming up on Wednesday, courtesy of the Brewer Radio Network on WRCE, FM 107.7 and AM 1450, bringing a little Arizona warmth to us. Here's Lionel Cartwright.
Song will end before you start to dance. Well, I can't foretell the future, but my heart clearly sees your hand in mine for a long, long time. If you could just believe and take a leap of faith, cast away your real, we'll always find a way.
like yours and mine. I know your heart's been broken. You've been let down before. Though the stakes are high, give it one more try. This time you can be sure. Take a leap of faith, cast away your doubt. Darling, come what may, we can work it out. A love that's real will always find a way. And if you'll trust in death's always the hardest one to take. It's a leap of faith. If you trust in me like I trust in, it's always the hardest one to take. It's a leap of faith.
I'm
Well, I'm a good friend and neighbor. This is Phil Nee bidding you a pleasant day. We'll talk to you again next hour with some community friends as we put our little records away on WRCO-FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin. It is 46 degrees at 9 o'clock. News time is next from ABC, sponsored by the Phoenix Center. Family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, and video games.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Pope Francis still hospitalized, but he has met with the Vatican Secretary of State on future canonization ceremonies for potential saints. ABC's Marcus Moore has the latest from Rome.
Vatican sources also tell ABC News that Pope Francis remains in good humor and that he's not in pain. The faithful are expected to gather for him again for a special prayer service tonight here at the Vatican.
The Pope has been diagnosed with double pneumonia. More federal workers being let go in Washington. The Trump administration pushing forward with the cuts. The Department of Veterans Affairs forced to lay off 1,400 probationary employees overnight. There's also confusion about whether or not government workers should be responding to the email that came from Elon Musk's Doge asking them to send a list of their job duties or risk being fired. Acting IRS Commissioner Doug O'Donnell will announce that he is stepping down as soon as this week, according to sources.